Starting with Hashem, what we're going to do is similar to what we did last week, the week before Purim, what we've already been doing for a while before Yom Tovim, is we're going to learn something on the Yontef from Teres HaChabad. Last year we learned Derech Mitzvasecha on Chametz HaMatzah, very, very geshmaka piece. I don't think we finished the whole thing. I think we got through a decent amount of it, and there's two more shtiklech that really come along with it after that. Chametz HaMatzah, but we're going to move on to something a little bit different. We'll move on to a sicha, similar to what we saw before Purim, Kamarab of Shachlar Bzeira, on to a sicha that the Rebbe has on Pesach. The Emma says I really was planning, and I told you this morning, I wanted to do this week and next week to do something in the end. I was planning on doing a mimer and splitting it half this week and half next week. I decided at some point during today that maybe it's not the best idea to start a mimer so late at night. It's going to take at least an hour to even do half of it. And I realized all the mimer I was looking at, even in 2 hours, wouldn't be shy to finish it. And I wanted to have a shleimus and to try to keep each this week. We'll have one shleimus and so next week we'll do something else. Probably something, not a sicha, probably something else. Which will also be an independent shleimus, maybe something about Tanya, something shorter that will also be able to be something as independent than a devara shalim, and devara fnei atzmai. So it's a very, very geshmaka sicha. I think 2 years ago on a Sunday morning, I mentioned one nekuda from the sicha, if I remember correctly, because I remember sitting up there over there. It must have been on a Sunday morning, and I remember mentioning one ha'ara that the Rebbe brings in the sicha. It's a very geshmaka sicha. We'll see. Really, what he's coming to do is to explain sai the pasha, the tam. And why we have Gimel Matzis and Dalet Kaisis, that we find that generally things on Pesach night generally are four. Right? We find that there's four Kaisis is four Lashon Segula. Find a lot the number four, Manishtan is four. We find a lot the concept of four on Pesach night. At the same time, when it comes to Matzah, we really find the number of three. In Zafka the Matzah, we find the number of three. There is a Yachatz, which really makes the three into four. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll get to that exactly how that works. Rabbi doesn't talk about that explicitly in the Sicha. Maybe we'll get to exactly what the imak of trying to break that three and to turn into four. But there is a three and there is a four. And the Shaila is, what are these two things? Why dafka when it comes to matzah, do we only have three matzahs? Why don't we have four matzahs? Again, it's Koyin Levi Yisrael. There's, you know, we have Ramazan for what the three matzahs represent. Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Koyin Levi Yisrael. But why doesn't matzah represent the same thing wine represents? But I have the Dalal Shana Segula. Okay, that's what the night's about. Matzah. The matzah is because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let us have four matzahs to be meramas on the four stages of gula. Why dafka yayin is meramas in the gula? Matzah is not meramas in the gula. That's what he's going to talk about. We'll talk about also an interesting halacha that bala matzah yatza. There's no chiyuv to actually be tam, the tam of the matzah. Even if you're bala the tam of the matzah, you yaitza. Nevertheless, the matzah itself has to have a tam of matzah, which means even though I don't need to taste it, but the matzah has a tam of matzah. Why? And it's halacha. Why does it need to be that way? Why is matzah different than that? And I'll discuss a little bit, or be'ikr, what he's coming to explain is the chilek between Klal Yisrael's part of the geula and the Rabban Shem's part of the geula. Father Rabban Shem took us out, but we had a part in it also, and exactly where the line is drawn between us being involved in the geula, Rabban Shem being involved in the geula, and how exactly the connection is between us and the Rabban Shalom in the stages of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, which is the Shlemis of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Tavdanis Elokim Elohar Azeh. And again, we'll see it inside exactly how he sets it up in a beautiful way, like he does in all sichas. I copied it. It's not copied from regular sicha, just because it's from Chelech Havav. About half Lakuti sichas are Yiddish. Half Lakuti sichas are Yiddish, and half of them are Lashon HaKodesh. So the ones that are in Yiddish, it's very difficult to read, especially if you don't know Yiddish properly. You break your teeth in it a lot. So there are those that, the one I have is the one that's Maturgan. It's translated, so that's why it's translated from this. But it's Chelech Havav, Parshas Ve'era. And it was said on, I think it was an Achon Shel Pesach, in the year Tav Shin Mem Beis. It's about 1980, 1982, right? Yeah, 1982, I think. Fine. So this is what he says. The four kaisis that we drink by Pesach night. Can I get the arba l'shan shagula? Shenem betchilas parshas ve'era. Said the beginning of parshas ve'era. Betseisi, betzalti, betgaalti, betlakachti. The four Lashanis that we find of geula. Right, I mentioned last year, there's a fifth cup, a fifth lashan of geula. That's the four Lashanis of geula. Presented the four kaisis. V'iksha Mordechai. Mordechai over there asks him, Sachim, Liboy arba lachman. Why the same way that we have dalet kaisis, neged, the dalet Lashanis of geula, let's also have four pieces of lachem, which means four pieces of matzah. Halei achilas matzah v'lo al-Pesach, chichayvim in ha-Torah. V'tayma al-shum, shenigalu av'niseinu b'mitzrayim. The reason why we're eating matzah is because of the geula. The same way we're drinking wine because of the geula. V'imkein ha-yim ha-tim yoyser, v'sakin shisadar adam al-shachana b'lo al-Pesach, arba matzahs, can I get arba l'shanish ha-geula? And befrat, the fact that matzah is the reisa, and the drinking of the wine, the dalet cups, the dal kaisis that we drink are not dairaisa. So if the whole Indian of Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Geula, so then the one part that we should have, the dairaisa mitzvah, which is Achilas Matzah, should be on the fact, should be on the dal of the Shanis Geula. Because that's what matzah is, matzah represents. Why dafka frek the Mordechai? Why when it comes to matzah do we have three? And when it comes to kaisis, when it comes to the dal of kaisis, which are also maram, is connected to the Indian of Geula, over there do we find four? Zakta Mart, Chavakasal Zamart, Chalachain, Yesh Mafarshim, can I get Dalit Kaisis Amrins to Yeshua? Zakta Mart, that's why there are those that learn that it's not connected the Dalit Lushanis and Geula, rather it's connected the Dalit Kaisis that are said when it comes to Yeshua. There are Psukim that mention the concept of Dalit Kaisis, Minas Cholki, Kaisi, Kaisi, Revaya, Kaisi, Shuais, Kaisi, Shuais, two Kaisis, and therefore there are four times that we find the concept of a Kais, a cup, being represented and being connected to the Indian of a Yeshua, the Indian of a Geula. And Mamela, it's not Maramas on the Dal of Shanis Geula. It's specifically something that has to do with a cup. And specifically a cup of wine has to do with the Geula. And that's why when it comes to the Dal of the Shain, when it comes to the Dal of Kaisis, we are Maramazid on the Dal of Maramazid on the Dal of Kaisis. I'm Rumas connected these Dal of Kaisis. My Shankin, the Gimel Matzahs have nothing to do with these Dal of Kaisis. And therefore, we only have three. And not four. Haynu shashayla amura haya time mishal yesh mefarshim. Shakaisis kaneged dalat kaisa more blis Yeshua. V'zeh ein shayich balachem. That's not shayich balachem by matzah. It's not shayich emameila. By matzah we have three. And by dalat kaisis we have dalat. Aval dayin tzarech liyashah v'shayla anel. L'chol mefarshim. Everybody else. Which means the ari yesh mefarshim. The taka don't learn the pashtas. They don't learn v'tzeisi v'tzalti v'gal v'lakachti because of this kasha. What do you do with everybody else that learns the pashtas? The dalat kaisis represent the dalat shen segula. Ubefrat lafiatam anel. Shehevi Rabbeinu Azakin, which means the Alter Rebbe brings the Halacha B'Shulchan Aruch, she'ar b'kaisin k'neged arba l'shanis segula. And b'frat the way that we paskin on Halacha, that the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins this Halacha, that we go based on Dal l'shanis segula. So you have to explain why exactly do we have Dal l'shanis, Dal k'aisis k'neged Dal l'shanis segula, and only three matzahs and not four matzahs. V'ina adinu, she'tzorach litil l'seder ha'pesach, shalosh matzahs. Let's figure out a pashta the reason. Why taka do we have three? Which means, where's the number three from? Why don't we have Lechem Mishnah? The way we normally have. And the pashta says, the reason al pi halacha, the reason we're down in Torah Shulchan Aruch, and the Alter Rebbe brought down the reason why we have three matzahs. It's a very, very simple reason. Tama Dover, Shtei Shleimos, L'tzayan Lein, Kamei B'Shar Yontif. We have Lechem Mishnah, like we have every Shabbos in Yontif. V'oid Prusa Achas Mishum Lechem Ayini. We have one more thing. In order to be able to say Lechem Ayini, in order to be able to say, you have to say the matzah, you have to say the magid over Lechem Ayini, Halach Ma'anya. And we have an extra piece of matzah. That's the one that we break. It's the piece of matzah that's broken. It's Halach Ma'anya. It's a broken piece of matzah. In order to be able to say magid, in order to be able to say the Haggadah over a Lechem Ayini. So that's why we have three matzahs, two matzahs, the Lechem Mishnah, and the third one is there, just a Lechem Ayini. L'haysif, shekivin shekol inyin b'tarahu b'diyak, everything's b'diyak, mistavar lemer shekama misper the shalosh matzahs, ena rak mitzad tam tstadi, ela b'daymen l'mispar ha-kaisis, gam inyin ha-shaykh l'toichin v'tam achilis matzah b'klal. Shehu al shem shenigalu avisein v'mitzrayim. Although, avada, there's a way to explain the Gimel Matzahs in a way of halacha, that we have both of them on Lechem Mishnah, and the third one on Lechem Ayini, but if it ended up this way, it can't just be just that practically you need two Lechem Mishnah and a third one Lechem Ayini. That's to be that this, especially if we're eating matzah, and the matzahs are being eaten, matzahs yuash al sha'anu eichan al shumma, on the fact that Klai Yisrael a geula from Mitzrayim, it has to be that it's more than just we want Lechem Mishnah and Lechem Ayini. It has to be that the number three, and specifically the matzahs, are going to be connected to each other, and it'll be connected to some aspect of geula, not just a general concept of Lechem Ayini and Lechem Mishnah, but each one of the three matzahs are going to be connected to the concept of Geula. Val pi zeh nimtza, shegeulas Mitzrayim, shnei inyanim, inyan aleph is inyan amurka mishloisha pratim. This seems to be that in the Geula, two parts to it. One part is the three part to it, which is the matzahs. The inyan zeh mizbata b'achilas matzahs, ulcheinoten shalosh matzahs. And Beis is in amurka me'arba pratim, something that has to do with four, arba l'shen shagula, k'nem den tikna arba kaisis. Zakta Rebbe, it's clear that there's two things going on by the Seder. There's a three number and a four number. The three number represents one aspect of Geula. That's why we have three matzahs, because the matzahs are meramas in the Indian of Geula. And then there's the four. The four represents the four l'shen shagula, which is also another aspect of Geula. And it's clear that somehow these two things are taking place Seder night, and these two things took place by Geula, by the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there's some number three that's involved in the process, and there's a number four involved in the process. Matzahs, for some reason, are three, and the kaisis of Yayin are nafka, the number four. So we have to figure out what three is, and once we figure out one three, we'll try to figure out how that's connected to the Indian of matzah. Then we have to figure out what the number four represents, and how the number four is represented specifically by the kaisis of Yayin. So far, well, again, well, you're just setting up this chilik between the number three and four, and the chilik between the matzah and the Yayin. V'yesh lemar bir b'zeh. Yiduah ha-mavur b'svarim, that which is born on the svarim, shebashas yitzias Mitzrayim, lo yeh b'nei Yisrael ru'im gula geula. Klai Yisrael wasn't right for the geula. Klaus was at Orva area, the Adkade Kach, Sheilu Nishra, Oid Rega Echer Bemitzrayim, Hoyshakum Lagam Rachmanel Samatomis Mitzrayim. Klaus would have fell to Chemishim Sharitumma, the Achlis Mame, we could have not waited for one more second, we would have fell to the 50th level of Tumma, and Ilu Loi Hay Nigal, if we would have not been redeemed then, we would still be Anuva Vaisen, we would still be Meshubid Lapar Bemitzrayim, and we'd still be stuck in Mitzrayim. And Mamela Elishikaharifayin, in one second, in a way that we didn't deserve it, in a way that was the Mala Midari Chateva, and the Mala from any schus that we had, Hitziba Kadesh Baruch Mitumis Mitzrayim, Nigla Leyam Melech Malchim Lacham Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Banishim himself, Bekvaid of Atzmai, was Megala himself to Klal Yisrael, Megalam and the Banishim redeemed Klal Yisrael. V'yesh Leimer, Shazel Toichan Inyan, Shashleimus Geulus Mitzrayim Eiras Rak Beis Matan Torah. Because we weren't deserving of the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we got, the Banishim had to, so to speak, take us out. Because if we would have been left there for another second, it would have been the end of Klal Yisrael, so to speak. It would have fallen to the 50th level of Tumah. It would have not been able to get out anymore. So Mamela, the Shleimus of Yitzias Mitzrayim is not by Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that was something that was done in a way that was just Isurisa Delayla. Just the Banishim did it, and we weren't involved in the process. B'chal, the Shleimus of Yitzias Mitzrayim is by Matan Torah, as you mentioned before. This, where the Banishim told Moshe Rabbeinu, Tavdin is Elokim Elohar Hazeh. The Shleimus of all Yitzias Mitzrayim is to get to Matan Torah, to be able to come to Matan Torah. We are by Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael was involved in the process. Now Klal Yisrael worked on themselves. Now Klal Yisrael had the 49 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim up until Matan Torah. Now Klal Yisrael has his chus of Nasav and Ishma. And now Mamela, Klal Yisrael is part of the process, as opposed to just bystanders who are picked up and taken out of Mitzrayim and just lifted out of Mitzrayim, a kamf and ishar. Now Klal Yisrael is part of the process. And now that's the shleimus of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we're involved in, so to speak, deserving the Geula. And that's what we find, where the Arba L'Shanis Geula, Shaloshana Revias Achroinah, the last one L'Shanis, the Lakachti Eschem Liva Am, is this kind of b'shas va'ayidei matan Torah. The first three l'shenis are v'tzeisi, v'tzalti, v'galti. Those are all stages of leaving Mitzrayim. V'tzeisi, we're getting out. V'tzalti, the bunch of saved us. V'galti, those are stages of being saved and getting out of Mitzrayim. The highest level, the fourth level, the shleimus of Yitzias Mitzrayim is v'lakachti li la'am. When are we taken as a nation? So obviously there's some aspect when we're beginning already to be taken a nation from Avram Avinu, and for sure in Mitzrayim, we're already B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. But the real shleimus of Lekachti Li La'am is when Klal Yisrael stands by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael is Makabal the Torah, Klal Yisrael is now recipients of the Torah, Lekachti Li La'am, we are now the ones that became the nation of the Rabbanu Shalom, we are now the Mamlech is kind of a Goy Kaddish, that happens by Matan Torah. Memelo, the first three Lashonis of Geula represent Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fourth Lashon, Lekachti Li La'am, is the Skaim B'Shasva Ayideh Matan Torah, Shekein. Tachlis v'shleimus geulas Mitzrayim. Ha Yitzias Bnei Yisrael v'shleimus bitumis Mitzrayim. V'inyan ze'ir b'poyol b'yamim shebein Yitzias Mitzrayim l'matan Torah. That aspect that we did b'poyol, the aspect that we did through work, that took place from Yitzias Mitzrayim all the way up until Matan Torah. Kasher Bnei Yisrael is koinenu l'kabalos ha-Torah. As Klal Yisrael is getting ready for Kabalos ha-Torah, ad shebe'giyam l'matan Torah, ha-yirayim kfar l'Torah goy kaddish. Until we reach Matan Torah, ready for that stage of being called a goy kaddish. Va'al pizeh yuvan achilik b'matzal yayin. So Zokta Rebbe, there's two parts of Geula. The first part of Geula is the first three stages, where the Banishim takes us out. We don't deserve it. V'tzeitzi v'tzalti v'ga'alti, the Banishim is taking us out and saving us from the ultimate the ultimate destruction of Klal Yisrael falling to the 50th level. But the fourth Lashon of Geula is where we taka our v'lakachti li la'am. We're involved in the process, and that is the shleimus that comes in Matan Torah. Zokta Rebbe, now we can understand the difference between matzah and yayin. Hamatzah, what's matzah meramazon? Hamatzah madgisha is geulas Mitzrayim kefisha ba loy mitzar avoydes Yisrael. The matzah is meramaz on the state of Klal Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, we were at Aram Ve'erya. We were tasteless in terms of ruchnias, like the matzah is. We had no schus mechal. There was no gaiva because there was nothing to be mezgal about. There was nothing that rose because there was nothing there. It was just flour and water. It was just the ultimate stage of being totally lechem oini, ein oni elabadas, where we had nothing. We were just that which the Rabbanim picked us up and the Rabbanim took us out. But if in Shabbaloshan Agada, Matzazushan Eichlim, Al Shem Shle Hispik Batesim, Shalavisen, Lahachmets, Achenigla Leim, Melech Machi Alachim Akadish Baruch Huvagalam. Why do we have matzah? We have matzah because we couldn't wait for the amount of time that it would take for the dough to rise. Why couldn't we wait? Because we're holding at the 49th level of Tumah, which means the whole idea of matzah represents the fact that Klal Yisrael couldn't wait because we wouldn't have anything deserving which would allow us to be able to rise to the 48th level, or at least not to fall to the 50th level. Which means that matzah is meramez sai begashmias. The fact that we had to leave right away meant that Klal Yisrael was at a point where they couldn't be totally destroyed, had to wait another moment, which meant that we didn't deserve anything, or mamash like a matzah. And sai, this is what the tam of matzah is. This is what matzah looks like. It has nothing. It's something something which is lechem oini, ain oni el badas. It's the state that Klal Yisrael is in when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mimela, the geula of matzah is the geula which comes Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMatzah remezes, what's the matzah remez on? Chipazin. What's the chipazin? Shai be'esa geula. Lehispik b'teis b'teis. We have to run out of Mitzrayim because we couldn't stay there any longer. The chipazon represents Klal Yisrael not deserving it. That's why the Navi writes in La'asad Lavi, we're not going to leave the chipazon. We're going to leave. We've been working for 2,000 years to deserve the Geula Asida. We're not going to leave in chipazon. Chipazon is not a maila. The fact that we have to leave quickly was not a maila. It was a chasaron. It meant that we didn't deserve to leave. And we have to be rushed out because we couldn't last there another moment. May the whole thing out there in chipazon. The Mitzrayim were in chipazon. They rushed us out. We had to rush out. Kaviyachal from the Rabbanu Shalom is an aspect of chipazon. Everything had to happen in a way that we didn't, that because we didn't deserve it, everything happened had to happen in a way. Everything's very quick. Everything's very, very rushed. If you deserve to leave, you don't have to rush out. You can walk out slowly. You can walk out like a mensch. Rabashkin went and said in the story, I think when he was in Mordi Stivo, that you know he left, he was middle of Zayis Chanukah, he was middle of the Suda when they called him. He went back to bench, right? He told him he has to go back to. If you know that you deserve, if you're running out of jail, if you're escaping jail, you don't go back to bench. You don't go back to sit back and go back to the place to finish Yisud at the bench because you're escaping out of jail. You have to leave the chepazin. But if you know that you got the pardon from the president and you know that you're leaving because of your own schusim or you know, whatever the schusim of the, you know, the government's able to give to pardon, so you don't have to rush out. I need 5 more minutes and get my stuff together and be able to bench like a bench properly, to bench to sit down and to bench properly in the Suda. And then I can walk out of jail. Klal Yisrael leaving the chepazin is a Gili on the fact that Klal Yisrael wasn't right, and the whole thing happened back in Chabazim. We're going to walk out slowly. We're going to walk out in a way that we're confident, a way that we don't have to rush out. We don't have to be standing there ready, you know, with the gartel on and the stick and ready, mamash ready. Walk out slowly. Walk out because we know we deserve it. And Mimela Matzah, which represents Klal Yisrael rushing out of Mitzrayim, represents Klal Yisrael not being worthy of the Geula. And well, that's why we have matzah. We tam zeh, chavis ha-matzah, liyis lachem oini. That's why there's a chiyuv, the matzah has to be lachem oini. That's what it has to be, dafke, ein oni ele bedas. Because matzah means oni. Matzah means that Klal Yisrael is at a matzah and ein oni ele bedas. Zecher, the matzah of anis, b'kedusha b'tahara. The matzah of Klal Yisrael at that moment was a matzah of anis. We're poor in ruchnis, we didn't have anything. Ubepshitas, lachem she'ein batam. That's lachem, it doesn't have any taste to it. There's no tam. Tam represents mitzvahs, right? Tam represents something that tastes kishmak, something that's enjoyable. It ain't but tam. Doesn't have any tam. She came tam moira al inyan sheyeshla adam arevis v'tainigba. Tam represents taste, represents something that I enjoy, something that I get a kishmak out of, something that I've worked to develop my taste on. In bishub shuhu mutam, either because it naturally is sweet, umuzbar b'sichloi, oil of yishma, or by hargish v'chis midaisav, either because it's something that a person is able to understand in a seichel or in the place of midas, which means either intellectually or emotionally, it's something that I enjoy, it's something that I'm involved and being able to appreciate that which I have. But Bekivan Shega'ula, Mitumis Mitzrayim, Bame Lamala, it comes in a way from Lamala Lamata, comes from the Rabbanu Shalom to us. And not because we did anything to deserve it. There's no time in it. We didn't appreciate it. We didn't enjoy it, not intellectually, not emotionally. There's no enjoyment in it. It had no time. And it was Lechem Oini, Ein Ani El Abadas, it had no time. Avodim Ayinu Lepar Mitzrayim, Va'avda Befkera Nichalei. And Avda wants Efkera. Avda just wants to get out. La'filu B'tez Vav Nisan. Even in the day afterwards, la'achrav adayin nishraman min arav atumah de Mitzrayim, we still had some aspect of tumah de Mitzrayim, even once we went out. Elisha baruch ha'am, he baruch ha'am in Mitzrayim. And again, this is why we have the baruch ha'am, this is the Lashna Pari uses. Klal Yisrael is running. We're running because we're not confident in the fact that we're able to leave because we didn't deserve to leave. It was only coming milamala. Hainu sheyetsum in Rabba derech eskafia. We're leaving in a way that's forced. We're running out. That's why the Mitzrayim come and chasing us because we taka didn't deserve it. Well, Tanya writes that the reason why the Mitzrayim chased us when we're standing by the Yabbos because there was still some aspect of us that was still stuck in Mitzrayim. We hadn't fully left because we were forced to leave in a way that weren't really ready for it. The time wasn't really right. The matzah didn't have the time to be able to rise. Klal Yisrael didn't have the time to be able to eradicate all connection to Mitzrayim. Bechlal, Amelu, we have to run out. The chipazon, the Mitzrayim end up chasing us. We're not able to leave with that ultimate place of confidence. And it's only mitzvah Kabbalah Sol. There's no tam in it. It's Kabbalah Sol. It's Iskafia. It's force. It's something which we need to run because we don't have any other choice. If we stay for another moment, everything's going to fall apart. Masha'enkein, that's all matzah. So matzah represents chipazon. Matzah represents the mala. Matzah represents the Rabbanu Shalom's part in the geula, which we didn't deserve. Masha'enkein, yayin. Yayin is the exact opposite of that. What's yayin? Yayin is taste. Yayin is tam. The ultimate taste is the tam of yayin. It's something which is nuanced. It's something which is balanced. It's something which has a perfect taste. It's something which is a developed taste. Something which has a real good taste. Something which a person sits and enjoys. And you sit there and you enjoy the flavor. is the inyan of yayin. So vite actually ma'ir shira eitzel adam ashayis v'menu ain ayim shira al yayin. Not just that, okay, yayin is something that I drink and I enjoy it physically, but it creates an emotional state inside of me that I'm able to get to the place of ain ayim shira al yayin. The greatest way to say shira is dafka al yayin. Harehu zeicha l'geula. It's not just the stage of Geula, okay, that we got out. It's a zecher to really being a melech, to being able to be really becheres. Gam kafi, sheneskayim asayf sayf apayel b'nei Yisrael. Yayin doesn't represent the concept of Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. Yayin represents Matan Torah. Yayin represents Yainer Shel Torah. Yayin represents the stage where there's a tam in it, where there's a mesikas in it, where we now have worked for the past 49 days to deserve Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now when we stand by Matan Torah, it's sweet. Now we stand by Matan Torah, there's a geshmak in it. It's enjoyable because now we've already developed the taste. We've become adults to the point that we can actually enjoy the taste of the yayin, and it's actually enjoyable to us. Mitzad kishenigalu me'atzmam, mitzad avidasam mutziyasam heim me'arashim Mitzrayim. That's the chilek between matzah and yayin. Matzah represents something that's tasteless, and that represents in terms of the stage of geula, the Rabbanu Shlom's part of geula. Yayin represents something that has taste, and that represents our chilek of the geula that actually has a tam. It's not ein ani. It's not the thing which is anias fakar. It has a tam. It has a geshmak. It has enjoyable, and that represents Klal Yisrael's involvement in the part of the geula. Al pi zeh, now we can understand why dafka when it comes to matzah there's three, and dafka when it comes to yayin there's four. Al pi zeh yuvan atam chilek ben mispar mitzvah hamatzah is shalosh, the mispar koisus arba, the koisus are arba. Why? But arba l'shanes al geula atzman yesh chilek ben shalosh l'shanes v'shanes l'shan revius l'lashan revius. As we mentioned before, if you take the dal l'shanes of geula and you split them up, you're going to see that they represent the first three represent the first stage of geula. V'tzesi v'tzalti v'gaalti. Beitzesi, beitzalti, vegaalti. Is there a Baruch Hashem's chelik of the geula? That's where the Baruch Hashem's saving us, taking us out, redeeming us, because we don't have no schasam on our own. But the fourth level, the fourth lashon, is the lashon of velakachti lila am. That's where Klal Yisrael becomes an am. That's the level of matan Torah. So when it comes to matzah, which represents the Baruch Hashem's chelik of geula, the Baruch Hashem taking us out, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, the first stage of geula, the chipazan aspect. So matzah is obviously going to be three. Matzah representing beitzesi, beitzalti, vegaalti. The Baruch Hashem's chelik of the geula, which is represented by the number three. Masha'enkin, when it comes to yayin, yayin represents the ultimate shleimus of side the mashpia and makabel. Not just the four, right? We don't just have one cup of wine representing the fourth. We have four cups of wine because the four cups represent side the mashpia, side the Rabban Hashem, side the first three stages, beitzesi, beitzalti, vegaalti, which the Rabban Hashem does, and then velakachti lila'am. And then the fact that we're able to have that aspect of taking everything the Rabban Hashem is giving us, be able to put it inside of a keli, and to be able to have that proper kli kibul, to be able to makabel everything that Rabban Hashem did in a way that we taka deserve it, that we've created already the vessels to be able to reserve it, to deserve it. That's why, in general, wine is something which needs a keli to be able to put into. You can't put wine on the table if it doesn't have a keli. Matzah can sit by itself. You don't need anything to put matzah into, because matzah represents something that doesn't need a keli, something that doesn't need the vessel to be able to receive it. Wine and all liquids like this needs a keli. So wine represents that aspect of the fourth level of geula, the fourth stage of geula, the shleimus of the fourth lashon of geula, which is the shleimus of geula, which is when Klal Yisrael is now involved in the process of lakachti lila am, which is the yeder shel Torah. That's the stage of matan Torah. Yeah, yayin's going to be the ultimate level of esafkul. He doesn't say the word esafkul. I don't think he says that at all in the sefer. Yayin's going to be the level of esafkul. We're now, it's not something, it's not a kfiyah, it's not a kabbalah sol. We'll see at the last line or two, we discuss a little bit, but you know, the question between kabbalah sol and tiny, but it's not a kabbalah sol. Fakar, now it's the point where we want to be involved in the process. We're not, the Muslims are not schlepping us out of Mitzrayim. Now the point is, we want to be there. We want to leave Mitzrayim. We're happy to leave Mitzrayim. We recognize how bad Mitzrayim was. We want to get to the stage of Matan Torah. We want to say Nasav and Ishma. We're involved in the process. This is the ultimate Esapcha is Nasav and Ishma. There's no greater Esapcha moment than Nasav and Ishma. When Klal Yisrael says Nasav and Ishma, we're totally in 100% B'shnei Tzircha. We're 100% involved in the process. That's the stage that we get to Bagula. So Memela, Masha'enkin or Indian or Raviv, Velakachti Lila Am, Ashe Gambay Nemer Velakachti, even though it also says Velakachti, seemingly that the Rabban Shalom is doing it, Me Lamala, Hareyu Toli Bi Yisrael, Shaleim Lasas Li Asas, Ru'uyam Liyos Lila Am. It's on Klal Yisrael to do that which is necessary to become an Am. The Indian Zen is Kaim, but Payal B'Shlemus, Rakba Matan Torah. That Shlemus comes, Dafka Matan Torah Kanel. Ulchena Matzel, Humisper Shalosh, that's why Matzah is three. Can I get Shalosh, Rishanish, Shalosh? Rishaynos shel geula, the first three rishaynos of geula. Shechem b'matzah, but geshes hageula kefi she ba mitzad hakadosh baruch hu. Matzah represents mitzad hakadosh baruch hu. Masha'enkin kaisis hayayin. Masha'enkin, when it comes to the cups of wine, hamamurezes ala geula kefi she mizgayim b'nei Yisrael atzman va'al yedei avidasam harei b'mispa arba. Now it goes from three to four. Now it's four. Four is the shleimus of the mashpia and the makabel. Hakol gamas haloshen ravias v'lakachti eschem lila am. Now it's the shleimus. That's the inyan of geula. So again, matzah is three, and the dalakaisis are four.
One.
Huh? No, it's not one. It's not that. That's the point. That's why I said before. It's not one. It's the yichud of the mashpia and the makabel. It's the shlemus of yitzis mitzrayim. Is that the yichud of mashpia and makabel? It's not one. Because one just means that it's just the makabel. If I care, the wine represents the ultimate yichud of the mashpia and the makabel.
But then the first three become part of the.
Exactly. That the first three, and that's why they turn into kaisis of yayin. Right? They move from matzah to kaisis of yayin. Not three matzahs and one kais of yayin. If I care, it's able to turn a shlemus, a one unit of now four cups of wine, which represents the mashpia and the makabel, the bunch of Klal Yisrael, in a way that this mesikas, this tam, and again, it's velakachti. The Rosh Hashanah, that's what he's saying. The Rosh Hashanah is involved in the process. It's not just the Makabo, but Valkachti Li La'am. You want to be an Am. To be an Am means you have to be involved in the process.
Why is it save on
the matzah?
Why is it save on the matzah? It's not
Chayrus.
It's
Mabu'ullah. Why is it save on matzah?
Save.
Yeah.
That's more for Chayrus. On the matzah, it's not Chayrus. That's a free run.
So yeah, we'll talk. Well, at the end, he's going to talk about a little bit about the kashrus. It's a good child. At the end, he's going to talk about a little bit about the concept of the tam of matzah and the tam is supposed to be in the matzah itself. Because even in matzah, there's also an aspect of the second chelik also, which means even at the moment that we're being taken out, there's already the Rebbe Hashem is already putting into that moment the ability to be able to get to the second stage. So even in matzah itself, you're right. Matzah really represents the Rebbe Hashem side, but it has to contain within it the ability for us. The mashpia is always going to have to be able to give over something that the makabel can then take, receive, and make into their own. So even in the matzah is not just the rabbanu shalom. The matzah is we're eating the matzah. We're also involved somewhere in the process. And that's what we'll see. The matzah also has to have. But we'll see. We'll get to the end. The matzah also it can't be. It has to be, you know, lechem oini, but also has to have some aspect of tam matzah. It has to have a tam in the matzah because it has to have this aspect of you know us being involved in the process or the potential for us to be involved in the process as well. That's what he says. Again, so far a beautiful taich. And again,
It started
already from that moment. That's why again it's a hemsha. It says if it's altiv galti vilakachti. That's the shleimus of the dal of shenis of gula. Ma'aytaver rakachilas matzi mina Torah. It's like the Rebbe. Now it's understandable why is matzah mina Torah and yain's not mina Torah. That is one of the shalos we start off with. Matzah is mina Torah. Yain's not mina Torah. The fee should be tzias mitzrayim arba b'payla gula min lamal bavad b'shleishin yanim rishayim. Where is it coming from? Matzah is coming beside the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's coming from something which is from the Rabbanu Shalom. Memela, if you want to look at Torah Shabbat, what does it say in Torah Shabbat? It says the Rabbanu Shalom side of the story. It talks about the concept of the Rabbanu Shalom taking us out. What's the Rabbanu Shalom taking us out? It's Seisiv Atzaltiv Galti. Now again, obviously the Torah says Velkachti as well. But in terms of the Chiv is represented in the world of the Mala. Mashainki, when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the Yenish Shal Torah, which that's our part in the Torah. That's what we got by Matan Torah, is our ability to be involved in the process. Not just that the Rabbanu Shalom saying, this is the way it is. But this Yud Gimel Midrash Shana Torah Dress Suspend. There's a concept of Torah Shaval Peh. There's a concept of a person being Machadish in Torah. And that Chiddush has a real, creates a real Matzias. So that's where we find the Dalet Kaisis. So Dalet Kaisis is found Dafke in Derabanan, and Gimel Matzis is found Dafke in Deraisa, because each one of them are represented by what type of mitzvah it is. Gimel Matzis are Deraisa, because it represents, you know, Iraisa represents, you know, the Rabban Shalom's aspect of it. Mashenka the Dalet Kaisis, which represent Lakachti Lila Am, it's Gufa, not Deraisa. The Rebbe Hashem made a dafka that way. If it would have been the right side, it looks like the Rebbe Hashem's doing the whole process. The Rebbe Hashem said, I want you to be mechadish, the concept of dalet kaisis. I want Klal Yisrael to be involved in the process and make the la'olam void. By the la'olam seder, you have to drink dalet kaisis. And every person, even the ani, has to have dalet kaisis by the seder. And I want Klal Yisrael to make that chiddush. That shouldn't come from the Rebbe Hashem, because the whole inyan of the dalet kaisis is the chiddush that Klal Yisrael did as part of the geula of al-kachti lila. I mean,
he's saying a timing thing, or that in Torah Shabbat, the concept of us being makabel and creating that connection doesn't exist.
Right.
Exactly. Like, what happened? Only the first part happened.
Right.
Lakachti was.
So which means if you want to be able to split these two things in the easiest way possible, one's going to be Torah Shabbat, one's Torah Shabbat. Right. So Torah Shabbat represents Hashem's part of the process. Which means if you look at Torah, Torah has two parts to it also.
That concept of us going down, of us creating that's an entire also, right? That's not
yeah, of course. Which means, obviously, which means the ability for us, and that's what we said before, that even within the matzah is the potential for us to be makabel. That's right. Velakachti is, the Rabban Shem is velakachti, but it's also us doing it. So it's the yichud of the mashpia and the makabel, where the mashpia gives the ability for us to be makabel. But of course, it's coming together as one unit. So that's right. So if you want to split Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, the easiest way to, in Torah itself, there's a mashpia and a makabel. Right, Torah Shabbat Ksav is the one Shabbat Mashpia. You can't change one letter of Torah Shabbat Ksav. If you have one letter missing, half a letter missing, the whole Torah Shabbat Ksav is possible. Torah Shabbat Pefa, Karek, the whole Indian is that the Rosh Hashanah didn't tell you exactly what the parameters are. It's all up to you. It's all based on the creative, you know, kaychas of ruchnias that Klal Yisrael has to be able to then take Torah Shabbat Ksav and to be able to do something with it. And it could be that's why when you find the Dalet Parshas, the fourth Parsha is a Chaydash Zel Lechem Reish Chadashim, right? The four Parshas are also connected to this. The first three Parshas are really an aspect of the Rabban Shalom doing it. Again, even the Machsa Shekel is really both. fourth parsha is really a chaydash zelachem roish chadashim. That's where the marshim gives us the ability to create this chachas, to create. Huh? No, which that's all these things have to be tied into at one point. But that's really Klal Yisrael's being involved in the process is really a chaydash zelachem. The marshim says it's for you roish chadashim. That ability for Klal Yisrael to be able to say bakadosh Yisrael roish chadashim. That really happens by roish chadashim. That's really the fourth stage. Fine. But imik yosef. Fine. That's all. Again, so far beautiful types in 3 and 4, and in the matzahs and in the yayid. But imik yosef. Then it takes it a few steps later. But imik yosef yesh leimar. She is sheiches bepnimius bein a matzah v'akoyshes shayin and the mesparim shalom shalosh v'arba. It's not just that it happens to be 3 and 4. A chilek bein a mesparim shalosh v'arba. Moving up, my chazal. If you want to figure out the number 3 and 4, you always have to go back to chazal. Benigel lo oisius gimel v'dalad. Right, when Chazal talk about the Isis of Gimel and Dalad, the Gemara over there in Shabbos, the Gemara is discussing Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalad. The Gemara is talking about all the different Isis, what they represent. The Gemara says Gimel, Dalad is Gimel, Dalam. The Gimel, Dalad is Gimel, Dalam. The Gimel is the one that's being Mashpia, and Dalam is the one that's receiving. Gimel means it's the one that's giving, and Dal is the one that's receiving. Dal is the one that's poor. Dalad is the one that's receiving. Say Gimel, Dalad, Zakti Gemara, it's Gemara in Shabbos, is Gimel, Dalam, the one that's giving to the Dal. Kloimar Gimel, what's Gimel Ramazan? Gimel's Ramazan, the Gimel. Gimel's Ramazan, the one that's giving, the one that's nice, the one that's putting its foot out, the one that's trying to be mashpia. V'dalid is Ramazan, the dal. Dalid is Ramazan, the concept of dal. Dal means to be makabal. It's poor, the one that's an ani. So the ois gimel, which obviously represents the number 3, represents the mashpia, and the ois dalid represents the number makabal. The Indian zeb, bali debito b'misparim shalosh v'arba. And again, he brings a few examples, but if you think about this, there's tens of examples where you can figure out that the number 3 is always going to represent the mashpia, and the number 4 is always going to represent the makabel. For example, Ashpa ba'oida eitzam ashpia, morkevis mishalosh bechinas. And again, first he's giving the klal, and then he'll give maybe two or three examples of this. The number three represents the way things are when they're still by the mashpia. Ba'oida eitzam ashpia, hanoisim morkevis mishalosh bechinas. By the mashpia, it's always going to represent them in 3 bechinas. Chachma bin adas, avram yitzig and yakov, it's always going to be represented in 3 bechinas, which 1 and 2, and then the balance is that which creates the ultimate shlemus between the two. So you have chachma on one side, bin on the other side, and then you have das. Those three are called, by the Baal Tanya, we learned that they're called the imois, they're called the mothers, they're the mashpia, right? Even though it's imois, not avos, but they're called the mashpia, they're the ones that are mashpia. It's the yichud between chachma and bina, and then das coming together, that's all in that world of mashpia still. Then it's able to move down, then it's able to have the toldos, right? This is all the Baal Tanya says in the first few prakim, there's avos and toldos. The avos represented, the imois he calls them represent the chachma bina das. That's the way things are mitzad mashpia. Then there's the makabel, which is the emotions. That's the midas, that's the toldos, the children that are born out of the intellect. And that's going to be 4. Hamashpia, hashpa ba'oida etzel mashpia, v'kevis mishalosh bechines, u'bishash hashpa magia kfar l'makabel. Once the hashpa comes to the makabel, and they sefes ba, now there's another chelik, which is called bechin revias. Now there's 3, plus you have the bechin of the makabel, right? So you have 3, and then if you want to call them the spheres, you could have yisoid, which is kail, all the spheres on top of it, there's an amben on top of it. Now you have the keli, which is makabel everything. It's that one unified keli, which is able to be makabel everything from the mashpia. Shatach the keli, ha makabel metzias, shayisakem is koidam lachain, bashpa behalam. Up until now, it was just bashpa, it was just behalam, it was just there in potential. Now there's a keli to be able to be makabel it. Now it moves from 3 to 4. Al derech mashal oisius, bechinis makabel mvias davar seichel. Kol a sichle yesh lo oisius, seichel as oisius, shabahani melobashes, ulam bedavar a seichel atzmai, beterma siga adam, bekli sichle ena oisius. It's just the aura of the seichel. Raka shara skala miskabelas v'niktatas b'kli asaga shal adam azir isis miskalas v'nikaris. He's just giving a mashal for this concept where you can have something in hypothetical in the world of potential, but not in the world of reality. It's before the place of isis. It's that world which is called the aura of seichel. And then when you're able to take the aura of seichel and able to express it, able to put it down into words, then it moves from the place of being an aur being put into a keli. And the same thing with all hashpa and makabel is always going to be a concept. And then the concept being able to be brought down into a keli in a practical way, that's going to be the concept of Gimel Dalad. Right? Zagam ken echeb yurim lechilip and avos ve'imais. That's why we find that the shalish avos and 4 imais. Why dafka shalish and 4? Why'd it have to be that way? Why can it be 3 avos and 3 imais? Right? It should have been equal, 3 and 3. But it has to be dafka the way. Shalish avos, ba'ar b'imais, 3 and 4. The atoyer av ve'im is yachas la'ashpasim. Av ve'im always represents that, the mashpia. And the makabel, ish and the isha, ish always represents the mashpia, and the isha is always the makabel. Ha'ilad is bottom of bonus, which then create the bottom of bonus, the mashpia and the makabel, then create. Me'achilukim shebenei b'ashpa, the chiluk between the av and the aim b'ashpa, v'tipas ha'ashpa sa'av, ivrei avlad, klulim behelam gadol. when the father is giving over, he's giving over everything in potential. He's giving over that seed, that tipa zera, which includes the whole child, but it's the whole child in potential. That child hasn't been brought out into reality yet. Av ivri avlad klulam elam gadol. Ve'ilu ha'aim, what does the aim do? What does the kli makabel do? What does the woman who's makabel do? She takes that seed of potential and she turns it into something. Ha'aim moitziyasa lidei gilui, but lidasa vlad shalim. She takes that seed, that potential, that hashpa, which is not yet poured into a keli, she puts it into a keli and creates a child out of that. Kloimar mitzada ava mashpia, adavar hamushpa vlad, adain einu betzir gilui. It's not there, it hasn't been brought out to potential. Gilui hashpa ubapayel mamish, hu al yidei aim. The one who's able to bring out what the potential that the father is bringing into the world is dafka the mother, which means the father is the Indian of Shalosh, the Indian of the Mashpia. The same way what the Rabban Hashem is giving to us was the potential for us to be the Am, but it was before we were actually able to do it. We were mamish like Ka'uber b'mei imon. That's Lashon Chazal used. The Rabban Hashem took us out, going b'kerav goy, we were mamish like an Uber. We were taken out like we're a child that wasn't yet fully formed and hadn't yet fully come out of its mother's womb. We were taken out in a way that it was potential. And then Klal Yisrael, who's the Makabel, Klal Yisrael is the Isha in the relationship between us and the Rabban Hashem. Klal Yisrael, who's the aim in the relationship, we then go ahead and take that potential, which is found in the Rabban Shem's Hashpa to us and Lala Seder. We then go ahead and we take it and we cultivate it into being something which is now called Ma'an Torah and Asa V'Nishma. Ulechena Avos Heme Mispar Shalish. Therefore, the Avos are Shalish. Shechena Hashpa Kafishu Mitzad Mashpia. The Avos represent the Hashpa Mitzad Mashpia. But Uba Oide Klulabal, while it's still Koilul in it, while it's still there in potential. Is, you know, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov represent ideas, represent concepts, but it's the Imois that are able to take that concept and able to bring it out. Merkavis Mishalosh Mechinas Kanal, right? We find Avram and Sarah. Avram represents Chesed, right? But Avram is the one who runs into the tent when the Archim come and Avram says we need food to be able to give to the guests. So Avram has the idea of Chesed. He sets up the tent with the four doors, but it's the Isha is the one that's making the food for the guests. She's the one that takes the idea, is able to bring it out into reality. And the Imois Mechinas Makabel. The Imois represent the concept of Arba. That's why you look down at the bottom in Aura number 39. He says that's why you find that everything in the world is made up of Dalai Yisaidis. And he says that in the Sefer Yetzirah, we only find three of the Yisaidis. The Yisaid of Afar is not mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah because the Yisaid of Afar is that which is the Klima Kabo. Afar represents the Amuna. Afar represents the Eretz, which represents Malchus, which represents Amuna. Afar is that which is Makabo, the other three Yisaidis. And that's why if you take any of the three Yisaidis and you can break it down, as Lashon is. The seid of Afer is mezgala through the gimel yisaidus. That's why gimel yisaidus shaychem the gimel avos chesed gevurat first. The seid of dalid Afer is malchus, which is Esther, which is that concept of malchus, that concept of the isha of that which is makabel. The Afer is that which is makabel everything. Right, the ground, the practical, what the ground does. You put the seed in the ground, and then it takes the seed and turns it into something. What is the ground? The ground is the ima. The ground is the mother. The ground is the womb. The ground is where you take the seed of the crops that you want to do, you put it into there, and then it cultivates it and is able to turn it into something. So the seed without the ground is nothing. The ground without the seed is nothing. That's the ultimate yichud of the mashpia and the makabel. The gimel you say this to the dalid. Yeah, the av. That's what he says, and that's why if you look at Aura 42 again, these are concepts that are not we're not going to be mazvi each one of them right now. But look at Aura 42. He says that's why the gimel masses are connected according to the Arizal and Shara Kavanas are connected moichin the abba, dalid koyses are connected moichin the ima. Which is one of the shtiklach that we're going to learn. One of the mamar we're going to learn in the Kutat Torah talks about the barichas, but in the moichin the abba and moichin the ima. But this is moichin the abba represents the matzahs because that's moichin the abba. That's the concept of moichin, but the moichin of abba. And the gimel, the dalak kaisis represent moichin the ima according to the Arizal because that represents the ima, that which is makabel. So b'meila, we understand that not the number 3 and 4 are not just numbers, but the numbers 3 and 4 represent the gimel dalim, represent the kaich of the ultimate ashpa, the yichud of the ashpa of chacham bina das of chesik vurit feris. That's the yichud. We're able to have something come together. And then you have the concept of a makabel, which is when the three comes together with the kli makabel. That's when you have four. Val derech zu b'negeli tzis mitzrayim b'geulas mitzrayim kafisha b'amal lemala ha'ishe klula b'koyach kol ha'geula b'shlemusa. Which means at the moment of geula, it wasn't two separate things. And that's why, again, like we said before, it's dalek kais. It wasn't two separate things. At the moment of geula, b'koyach, everything was there. The potential for us to be an Am was already there at that moment. There was one long hamshech. From Yitzchias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah was one long hamshech. It wasn't two separate things. It was two stages, but everything was already there in potential at the moment of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. It was there, but it was there like the seed, like the tipa zera, which it's there, behelam, but it's only there in the place of the Av, and the Aim hasn't done anything with yet. Kiyam zecher le geula v'cheiris b'tzad ha-toyra shebeksav. like we mentioned before, it comes from Tevashav Ksav, which is called Musar Avicha, the Mashpia, Madgish is a Ge'ula, Kafishu Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to the Inyan of the Zecher, to the Ge'ula and the Cheres, and the Matzah, that's going to be Musar Avicha, which represents Tevashav Shebek Ksav, not Tevashav Shebal Peh. L'cheinu Nasa Al Yidei Achilas Matzah. Masha'enkin B'mispar Sholosh, Sherehi Ashpa B'oide Klula B'mashpia, B'kevish M'sholosh, Bechinas. The way you're going to be able to bring out the Musar Avicha is after through the Indian of Achilles Matzah. Ulam HaChachamim, Makab, Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Simecha, this is the way we teach, this is the way Chazal teach the difference between Musar Avicha and Torah Simecha, is that Musar Avicha represents Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Simecha represents the aim, represents Torah Shabbat Peh, because as we mentioned before, Torah Shabbat Ksav is the Mashpia, Torah Shabbat Peh is the Makabal. And Mela, Musar Avicha, Torah Shabbat Ksav is going to have in it Gimel Matzah, Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Simecha is going to have in it. Zechel Gula Vecheres, Chayiv Leis Baif and Shadim Yochesh is a Gula, where you feel the Gula, you're able to experience the Gula. Gefishu Mitzadam Akabel Bnei Yisrael. Ulachena Davar Nasa Aidei Shtiyas Yain Shiyesh Batam Uba Mispa Arba Dafka. So again, it's Masik Meid Vash. Exactly how everything fits. Is Dafka. This is Torah Shabbat Ksav. This is Torah Shabbat Peh. This is the Av. This is the Aim. This is three. This is four. This is Yain. This is Matzah. This is Lechem Oini. This is Tam. Everything fits because one they're representing two different aspects of the Gula that takes place. One's representing the first Chelik of Gula, which is the matzah. The second part is representing the second part. And that's why even we, most of us will say that the three matzahs, yes, the child, what does the three matzahs represent? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they're right. They're right. They do represent the avos. They represent the concept of the mitzad ha-makabel, mitzad ha-mashpia, which is the three avos, which is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, represents the concept of mashpia. Then the four cups represent the concept of the Dalad L'shainis of Geula, which includes V'lakachti, includes that fourth level, which includes Yeinu Shel Torah, includes the concept of being able to come. Alpi, and I'll just finish off with the last beer that he gives. Alpi beer and now the Talmud Kicha Shalosh Matzah. Yes, La Hasber Gam Dover Tumua Shemitzinu Benegel Matzah. We find a very odd halacha when it comes to matzah. Hadinhu, the din is the Bola Matzah Yatzah. If you swallow the matzah without tasting it, Yatzah. Gemara says Bola Maris Lo Yatzah because you have to taste the Meriwas. When it comes to matzah, Bola Matzah is Yatzah. Ain Chia She Yargisha Adam Es Hatam Matzah. You don't have to taste the Tam of the matzah. Ela Kolz Matzah Kaim Achilas Matzah. As long as you ate the matzah. I feel the derech bliya. Even if you somehow took it, if you eat kabraks and you took it and you got it in a way that you were able to eat it in a way that you just mamash swallowed it, you put saliva or whatever, put some liquid in it, mamash were able to swallow it, derech bliya, yotzi yedei chavas, v'shenke b'mar, shenei miyotzei chavas, achi yargish tam arasa b'pid. You don't have to taste the matzah b'chal, you could just be b'leya matzah and yotzi. Avala idach yisa, so if that's true, so l'chari the tam of the matzah, it doesn't matter. Which means it doesn't make a difference what the matzah tastes like because you don't have to taste it. Mar has to be bitter because you have to taste the bitterness. Matzah l'chari, it shouldn't make a difference what the matzah tastes like. Avala idach yisa, hadinu she'ena adem yotzei chavasai, b'matzah b'vashelas. If you take matzah and you cook it, you're not yotzei. Afilu loy b'matzah, shenishra b'mei peiris. If you take matzah and you leave it in mei peiris, you leave it in fruit juice, you're also not yotzei. Ki afal pi she'en tzarech, she'yitim ta matzah b'piv, b'komakam ha'matzah atzma, tzarek she'i ba'ta matzah. The matzah has to have a tam and matzah. B'loy she'yupag ta'atama yidei tamacher. If I put it in mei peiris, or if I cook it, now it already doesn't taste like matzah anymore. They ain't a moven. Frank, Rabbi, I don't understand. It's the box kasha. Me'acher she'bachilis matzah, le'nidu she'tam yargah she'tam matzah, laba matzah atzmet, tzarek le'is tam and matzah. If it needs to taste like matzah, because I need to taste the matzah, so then I understand why it needs to taste like matzah. But if I don't need to taste the matzah, so who cares what it tastes like? So let me dip it into apple juice. Anyways, I don't have to taste the tam and matzah. The point is not to taste the tam of the matzah, so let it taste like anything. What's the point? It's not merirus. It doesn't have to taste like anything. The point is that I ate the matzah, achilas matzah. The point is that me, I had the maisa of achilas matzah, not that it was toyin tam matzah. So why does it have to have, on the one hand, the tam of the matzah, but I as a person don't have to be toyin matzah? Dr. Rabbi, it's very moving my elov based on everything we said. The beer is able to understand. Mashma mitzvus achila achilas matzah einachok shiatam matzah rak mitzad agavra lefisha eitzel bnei yisrael geulas mitzrayim shabam alamala he inyan she'im lahem baitam. It didn't have a tam, so you don't have a chiyuv to be tam matzah. You have a chiyuv to be tam meriris of the mar because Klal Yisrael felt the meriris of the mar. When it came to the tam of the matzah, we didn't feel any tam in it. There was no tam. We ran out the chipazim. There was no tam in it. The Marshal picked us up and took us out. There was no tam. Again, matzah is lechem oini. It's ein oni elabadas. There was no tam in it. And memila, you as a person, you as an individual, Klal Yisrael as a whole, does not need to taste the tam of matzah because that's not the point. The point is not to have any tam in it. The point is not to have a geshmak in it. The wine, you have to drink it. You have to appreciate it because the point is that you're able to be margish the tam. When it comes to matzah, you don't have to taste it because the whole point is that it doesn't have a tam. The whole point is that it doesn't taste like anything. All you need to do is eat the matzah. Dam ubasar kibisari. That when you eat something, it becomes part of you. Hainu shegaulat is atzimem atzim shalamegav. That you want that which the Rabbanu Shem, the Mashpia, is giving should become part of the makabel. That tipa zera should become part of the essence of oyem. Av lav davka shechacha eichav yitim. I don't have to go ahead and chew it in a way that I eat it. Lav davka sheyargishtam vanashatam amatz. I don't have to have the tam and the anah. The point is that I was makabel. Whatever was supposed to be given from the Mashpia. Do I have to appreciate it? Do I have to be margish? No, I don't have to be margish. I just have to be able to make sure that I was nivlat, that it became part of who I am, that it got swallowed up in the makabel. And then the second stage is to be able to kabel, to be able to do anything. But the first stage, in the stage of matzah, doesn't have to have any time. Avol mitzad hacheftzel, that's only mitzad gavra. That's only mitzad the person. Avol mitzad hacheftzel, I don't think anyone thought we learned cheftzel and gavra when we came from Kudzei Sichas. But mitzad hacheftzel, when it comes to the cheftzel, tzivu Yashem sheyatzus mitzias, the mitzvah matzah, hain mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Baruch Hu gave the matzah, it already has the potential of being able to bring out that child. So in terms of the tipa zera, does the tipa zera feel like the child? Of course not. Does it look like the child? Of course not. But it has to contain within it the potential to bring out the child. Does matzah have to taste like anything? It doesn't have to taste like anything. It has zero taste in it. Zero taste. Bala matzah is yotza. But it has to contain within it the potential for Klal Yisrael to be able to take it and to cultivate it into something. So Mimelo mitzad the Rabbanu Shel Olam, which means when the Rabbanu Shel Olam is writing the halacha, again, matzah comes from Derech Shebiksav. In the world of Derech Shebiksav, the matzah has to have taste. Because the matzah has to have a tam of matzah, because it has to contain within it the potential for vatesi, vatzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, for all four stages of Geula. Because if it doesn't contain the potential, then the makabel, the isha, is not able to do anything. Malchus less than the gavri klum, the makabel can't do anything if it doesn't contain within it. Mela mitzadik gavra, you don't have to taste it. Mashainse mitzad chefza, tziva Hashem shiatzis metzias the mitzvah matzah and mitzad kadosh baruch hu nita megeula azu kaich lamas bnei yisrael v'matzav shabayigol gam mitzad metzius something even mitzad their metzias mitumis mitzrayim ulachin muchrach chefza matzah atzva shibay tam matzah the gavra doesn't need it but the chefza needs it shrei geula atzma nitna she hainu she hutzuchu lichlo baatzma that's to contain within it tchila as a kaich leinian atam that's to contain within it the tam of matzah which means it has to have a taste to it also elish v'payel eskaima davar bnei yisrael v'eis matan tera when's that tam gonna really be appreciated by Klal Yisrael, not when you eat in the matzah. It's only going to be appreciated when you drink it the dalet kaisis. But apple pekin ain adam yotzi de'achilas matzah elo b'lachem oini v'loy b'matzah shira. Hainu shatam sheyeshnei v'shemuchrach liyos b'matzah gufa ach v'rak tam matzah. It has to have the tam of matzah. Avoloi arevus v'tayne gabo mitzad mashu she'in the matzah. It can't have anything else other than the tam of matzah. It has to have the tam of oni, but it has to also have a tam. So on the one hand, it's matzah. But what type of tam is in the matzah? It's a tam of matzah. So on the one hand, it has a tam, and it needs to have a tam, mitzad the chefza of the matzah, but at the same time, the tam that it has, the tam that you're being marikus when you're eating it, is only a tam of matzah. So it contains both parts in it. It contains the potential, and it contains the reality of where you're holding right now. That's the world of matzah. What is the tam of matzah? It has to have a tam. What's the tam that I'm supposed to feel when I'm eating the matzah? Is that even though it's a skafio, even though it's kabbalas ol, even though it's bechipazit, even though I'm not holding there yet, and it's just in the way of kabbalas ol, there's a tam in it. There's a mesikas in it also. Not the mesikas of the guy, not the mesikas of the makabal the mashpia, not the mesikas of kabbalas the Torah, not the nasav and ishba, the kafalei marking yigas mesikas. The mesikas of that, yeah, it's bechipazit, and yeah, I don't deserve it, and yeah, it's at the place of matzah where it's gimel matzahs and it's a mashpia, but there's still a tam in it. The tam is the mesikas of lechem oini. That in a chanami, it's the tam of lechem oini, the tam of the kabbalah. So loy mitzad adas. There's a certain hergish of tam that he is able to feel in that world of a chayk. That what I'm eating is a chayk. It doesn't have any tam to it. It doesn't have any tam that I'm able to understand. It's not mishpatim. It's not mitzvahs. It's not something that I could be margish the tam. But the goof of the tam is the fact that I'm becoming an evitator of Rabban Shem. The goof of the tam is the fact that I'm recognized that the Rabban Shem is taking me and the Rabban Shem schlepped me out of Mitzrayim. The ultimate tam is the tam of the yayin that I'm able to feel. That's the tam of the arevus I'm able to feel in the fact that I'm involved in it. But the tam of the lechem oini also has a tam. And it has to have a tam. It's a tam of the potential for you to be something, but more than that, he's saying also, it's the tam of lechem oini. It's a tam of the arevus and the mesikos that comes at Kabbalah Sol. There's a certain oinig that comes. Dafkut is in Kabbalah Sol. Elam yusa lechem oini bedas. Klamer ainza oinig abom and a seichel oimidis. This is not the oinig, this is not the geshmak that comes with the yayin that comes with Matan Torah. Hamavim lidia tam vahana. Ella Kabbalah Sol atzma. It's a Kabbalah's ol that comes, that brings a certain level of oinig, a certain level of I'm an evet to Rabbanu Shlalom that's able to come around. This is the oinig of what takes place. Again, the matzah represents the potential, but not just the potential. It represents the potential which is from the mashpia, from the Rabbanu Shlalom, the first three stages of etzesi, etzalti, the ga'alti, the three stages of ge'ula, where it's mitzad, the Rabbanu Shalom Mitzad, the Avos Kaviyachol, from the Rabbanu Shalom, from the Mashpia side, but it also, again, it has to have a tam of, you could be Bola it, Mitzad the Gavra, but Mitzad the Chefza, it has to have a tam, and it's the tam of the Kabbalah's all, the Mesikas that comes in Kabbalah's all. Mashenkin the Yayin represents already the full stage, the ultimate stage of the Lakachti, already able to be involved in the process, able to be involved in Arba, and Arba Kaisis, that Arba Kaisis of the stage of the Gula, the Mesikas, the enjoyment of the Yayin, which is that world of Torah Shabbat. So again, just a beautiful types from the 3 and 4, they're presenting of the Mashpia and the Makabal. This is the ultimate. Everything Pesach night really fits into this thing. You look at Pesach night, there's a lot of these two things going on. On the one hand, we're a melech, at the same time, we're just, you know, mamash being taken out from the Rabbanu Shem HaKheiros. All the aspects of the Seder really fit into this world. There's two things going on. On the one hand, it's just, you know, the Rabbanu Shem schlepping us out, we don't deserve anything. It's mamash lachamoni at the same time. There's a certain part of us being involved in the process, part of us being involved in this world. Amela, this is the avoid of Kana ben Shoyal, is the Dalit Shailas that the child asks is Kana ben Shoyal, where the Ben's being Shoyal. There's a lot more to talk about it. You know, it's number 3 and 4. How comes the Pesach? Maybe another time.